George Ogilvie, Arizona Sonoran Copper. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Andy.
Good. I'm glad that you joined me. We're at the 2025 Rules Symposium. Tell me about the energy here and really the energy you're seeing coming into the junior space here. How is it different than it was maybe a year ago?
With critical minerals being at the forefront of the topic around the world and particularly here in the U.S., we're seeing a hell of a lot of interest in copper, rare earth elements, uranium. So I think in the junior copper sector, it's a very exciting time to be involved in the sector. And obviously, I think for those investors out there looking for investment, it's a great time to be potentially investing in a sector that, in my opinion, has been pretty much forgotten and beaten up over the last couple of decades. But I think we're at the forefront of a really bull cycle here that's going to last for decades.
Yeah, I really agree with you too. I think we're turning that corner, and we've been years, if not a decade, if you would, in the desert. And I think it's finally seeing money flowing through. But are you seeing money flowing to come into the company? Are you seeing a lot of interest here, but also elsewhere in Arizona Sonoran?
Well, we've seen a lot of interest in the company. Last year, we put out a PEA with very robust economics. We used a $3.90 flat copper price in the model. It gave us an NPV after tax of $2 billion US dollars, an IRR after tax of 24%. And from that, we actually saw Hudbay Minerals actually take a strategic 9.9 investment in the company. They put in $20 million at that time. Just recently, in the last month, we closed a 51 million Canadian dollar bought deal that was led by Scotiabank. And just this morning, we've announced that we've closed a private placement with Hudbay, who followed their money with their preemptive rights and will be maintaining their 9.9% position. Of course, within our shareholder register, we also have Rio Tinto with their Nuton division, who are a 6% shareholder. And of course, with the interest in copper of late, under the bought deal, we've seen a lot of new institutional funds that I haven't seen, in the sector for quite a while, actually coming into a junior copper development story. So it's setting up for, I think, what's going to be a very exciting decade.
So from what you just told me, it's a resounding yes.
Resounding yes for Arizona Sonoran. It's a former producing copper mine. It's significantly permitted. We have access to water. Water rights to the year 2070. It's in a world-class jurisdiction, just 45 miles south of Phoenix. The city of Casa Grande, with 65,000 people, is on our doorstep. We have access to roads, rail, power, labor pool, so we don't have to build a camp. So that's going to keep the capital intensity of the project below $10,000 a ton. And that means this will be one of the lowest capital intensity projects in the world when it goes into production.
Yeah, well, talk to me about going into production and talk to me about permitting, because there's been such a struggle, if you would, over the last really several years, if not decades, of just getting permitted. Where are you in that process, and how are you navigating that?
Well, again, the beauty of this project is it's all on private land, so there's no federal nexus. So we only deal with the state regulators and the local municipality. What that means is when we apply for an amendment to our current permits, once the application is administratively accepted, it starts a clock ticking. And within 6 months, the regulators must give us a response to our permits. So the longest we've had to wait for any amended permit to date on the project has been 5 months for an amendment to the aquifer protection permit. So with a pre-feasibility study coming out in the September, October of this year, we will start the application process for the final amended permits.
Yeah.
We believe that by early January, those applications will be administratively accepted. It starts the clock ticking, meaning that by the summer of 2026, we would be in possession of all the final permits required to actually build the mine. And of course, on the back of the PFS that'll come out in the next couple of months, we immediately go into a bankable definitive feasibility study that'll take 9 to 12 months to complete. So sometime in the third quarter of 2026, the bankable feasibility study is done. And in conjunction with that, we announced recently that we'd engage Hannon and Partners out of London in the UK as a project financial advisor. They're already in the data room looking at the financial and economic model, preparing a pitch book so that in the next quarter, with the PFS being public, we want to start going to speak to some of the ECAs like USXM, EDC, KFW, and also start engaging with some of the commercial banks that still lend in our space to see if they would be interested in coming into the data room under an NDA, starting the due diligence process, engaging the independent engineer early in 2026, so that by the summer again of 2026, we're announcing project financing, and all of those three items will coalesce, and we're then at a final investment decision.
So all of that is really music to my ears. What really stood out to me is you're on private lands, and you're going to get a permit relative to federal lands or even state lands relatively. That's so much easier and quicker to navigate, if you would. Easier is probably the wrong word. I would say it's expedited. Things are expedited. Mm. And specifically with copper, my big frustration as an investor is, I mean, you're going to take years, if not decades, to get a permit. And it sounds like you're not turnkey, but you're almost turnkey almost,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, we certainly benefit from the private land and the world-class infrastructure that's there. Remember, this was a brownfield site. It was a former producing mine that was owned by ASARCO in the 1970s, closed in 1984. It's a big copper porphyry system, open pit mining. It doesn't get more simple than that than in Arizona. And the beauty of the project is at the end of the day, we produce copper cathode through a heat leach SXEW process.
Nice.
And that's quite...
That's significant.
Yeah, significant today because that's a final product
right.
that can be sold right into U.S. industry, copper rod manufacturing, of course, copper wire manufacturing
yeah.
for the green energy transition that's transpiring around the world.
Yeah, and really... with everything that's going on in the world with, and we can say this, with tariffs and economics and just really the emphasis on critical minerals, copper being one of them, critical metals, copper being one of them. Yeah, things are really getting expedited, especially in your case, the way you're set up.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful setup. We've got all of the right ingredients. And of course, as I referenced earlier, you know, that PEA that we put out was at a $3.90 copper price. I think the PFS were probably going to be in that $4.20 to $4.25 long-term copper price. But of course, with the threat of tariffs, if you look at what's happening on the COMEX, you know, it has a almost $2,000 a ton premium now
yeah.
to the normal LME pricing. And if we were selling copper cathode in the US on the COMEX exchange, we'd be able to take advantage of that additional premium, and the economics of the project just go exponential.
Yeah, you're really checking a lot of boxes here, George. So, and I'm putting on my investor hat, but let me put on my investor hat here. I am critical, very critical of share structure, cash in the bank, where options and warrants are written at, and what institutions are holding yeah. your stock. You already touched on institutions holding your stock, but I want to know what's your share structure,
yep.
how many shares you have fully diluted, where are the warrants and options written yep. at, what strike?
So with Hudbay closing this private placement, today we have issued 178 million shares.
So you're still really tight relative to where you are at in the Lassonde curve.
Correct.
That's what I would say.
Fully
well done.
Fully diluted, only 188 million shares. So those are stock options.
Wow, that's really tight. Got it. Well done.
Absolutely no warrants. And
great.
The good news, in the last 4 years, every private placement bought deal we've done, we've never issued one warrant.
Wow.
Which is quite unusual
yeah,
for a Canadian
unusual.
Company listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. No debt. 85 million Canadian dollars or 62 million US dollars cash in the bank.
So you can really finance this to the finish line.
All the way to FID in the second half of 2026.
Yes, you can really finance this if you had to the finish line. So yeah, that's just, I'm thinking, that's music to my ears.
And the other nice thing there, Andy, is, you know, it's important that, you know, executives and CEOs have skin in the game. So joining the company, I've invested 3 million Canadian dollars of my own money at a weighted average price of $2 Canadian. And yesterday, the share price closed at $2.34. giving us a market cap of approximately 450 million Canadian dollars. But today we still only trade at a 0.2 times price to NAV versus our peers, which are trading at 0.4 to 0.7 times price to NAV.
So you're still deep value.
So we think on the back of the PFS, once the market sees the results, we get the chance for them to listen to those results. We think there's a significant re-rate coming on the company.
I would agree. When is that coming out again, in September or December?
September we're aiming for the press release, and then within 45 days we have to file the actual technical report, which would be in sometime in October.
Okay, fantastic. Well, George, if people want to know or learn more about you, where do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on, and what's your stock symbols?
Yep, so we're trading on the Toronto Main Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ASCU. They can find us at www.arizonasonoran.com. And if you want to reach out personally to myself, you'll get me at gogilvy@arizonasonoran.com.
Excellent. I will put all of that in the show notes on both the YouTube channel as well as the Apple and Spotify podcast. George, I didn't know what to expect. I knew of you, but not about you, if that makes sense. And I'm very pleasantly surprised. To all my viewers and listeners, George in Arizona Sonoran did not pay for this interview. I am not, as of yet, this dropping a investor, but that will be more than likely be changing over the next several weeks. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you.
Bye.